Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast. Quick note, going solo this Friday. Wanted to get some of the Free-for-All Friday out to you guys, though. Two Drink and I have had a little bit of trouble getting together, some schedule issues with both of us, but we wanted to get this out to you. This is an important episode for you. We really think it can help you out. We really enjoy putting it out. So he and I still put the list together. Going Drink List this week. Sorry if the episode's a little bit dry. Again, we still wanted to get this out for you. We really think these guys can help you out. Pick them up before they hit waivers. That's the idea. If they hit or whatnot, any of that stuff, get these guys for free before Sunday kickoff. I'm going to start off with a few of the guys that are on bye weeks. I'm going to try to fly through this list pretty quick, though. So I'm going to start off with Doxson, who I still believe in. I think he's going to be a viable wide receiver in the Redskins offense. They're going to come off bye. Hopefully all the receivers are a little bit healthier. I really like Doxson and Crowder moving forward. I think they'll come out of the bye week healthy and get some more targets. Kobe Fleener, also out of the bye week. I'm not too worried about Willie Snead with the Fleener effect here. I think that Fleener's role is going to be what it was. I mean, we all know Drew Brees likes a tight end that can catch the ball. I think Fleener will keep getting his targets. Trevor Siemian out of Denver on his bye week. I'm starting to trust him as a low-end wide receiver one, high-end wide receiver two. I think you can as well. A lot of quarterbacks do really well out of their bye week as well as wide receivers. You can usually expect a 1 to 2 point increase of their average over the season right out of their bye week. And then Austin Hooper as well, another tight end out of the bye week who I think you can pick up for free and help you with your future. Some other guys who aren't on a bye week, Andy Dalton, I think we can start to trust him. His ownership is still pretty low. You can grab him to help you out with some quarterback situations, your bye weeks, injuries, whatnot. Elijah McGuire, this guy I think is going to continue to help you even when Matt Forte is back. He's got a nice little role in that offense, not a whole lot of reliable pass catchers. Jalen Richard, it's kind of the same thing with Carr being out. I think that they're going to use that run game a lot. I think that he'll be one of the guys to benefit from Carr being out, actually. Go pick up Ed Lacy and Thomas Rawls, as gross as that sounds. Procise is likely out again this weekend, it sounds like. He's doubtful. And Lacy and Rawls are going to be splitting this load. One of these guys is going to be the workhorse, most likely. I'm leaning Lacy right now. I believe Two Drinks is leaning Rawls, but I like both these guys going forward. Wayne Gallman, New York Giants, they have already ruled Perkins out. So with Paul Perkins out, I really think Gallman is going to be a nice flex option for you. Maybe a running back two. You can fill him right in, throw him in your lineup. Allen Hurns and Marquise Lee, still very low ownership on these guys for what they're doing for you. Allen Hurns is the wide receiver one in that offense, in my opinion. He's going to continue to see the targets. Still a young guy, still seeing a lot of targets with Allen Robinson out. I think you can go pick these guys up and, again, put them right into your lineups and own them the rest of the season. I think once you have them produce for you a couple times, you'll see what I mean, and you'll have a hard time dropping them. This one troubles me a little bit. The next one is McKinnon and Murray. They're the only ones that I actually have the percentage of ownership on them. And Murray is 78% owned, and McKinnon is 21% owned. I really believe McKinnon's the one to own at that 21%. So if you feel good about Latavius Murray, you should really be checking out McKinnon as well. I think he's going to get a lot of the work in that offense. He's going to get the passing downs. He's a good pass blocker. He's going to be on the field a lot. He's the guy to own. Then Dante Moncrief. I think you can go pick Dante Moncrief up now, and he's going to help you in a week or two. He'll get those touchdowns from Luck. But with Luck coming back, Moncrief's probably going to be viable again. I know he's very touchdown dependent, but you can get Moncrief for free right now. The next two are two rookie injured wide receivers who I also think could help you down the stretch, but Mike Williams and Corey Davis. I don't have to tell you much about them, but I think they're worth a flyer on. And again, that's what this list is. It's all flyers. It's all free, guys. Stuff you can go get now to help your teams down the stretch. Jaren Brown, for the production he's given you, I believe his ownership is around 9% in ESPN. That's almost offensive for what he's been doing. I think that all the Cardinals wide receivers have a higher ownership than Jaron Brown, and he arguably has outperformed them all on a consistent basis. I think he's had one soft week, but he's been very consistent in that offense. The next two are Zach Miller and Adam Shaheen. With Mitch Trubisky getting that job, I think he's going to lean heavily on his tight ends to as the scapegoat. He wants that safety valve, and I think it's going to be the tight ends. They're two big athletic guys. Miller will probably be the first option as far as the tight ends go. And then I could see with the connection that Adam Shaheen and Trubisky had in preseason that Shaheen will probably be a big benefactor of that sometime down the road. We'll have to see, though. It's kind of a wait and see, but again, Flyers. As well as Kendall Wright. Kendall Wright's put up numbers every week now. Kendall Wright is, you can put him in your wide receiver three spot or a flex spot this week if you don't have another option. The next one is Zay Jones. Zay Jones hasn't done a whole lot, but he's been on the field a lot. And now they have Jordan Matthews out. They almost have no option but to at least try to start feeding Zay Jones the ball and see what he does with it. It could be good, guys. It could be ugly as well. But I think Zay Jones is worth a late add to see what he does. Trent Taylor, I think, is putting up like he'll give you 8 to 12 points right now in PPR. You can also put him in. A lot of these guys, I mean, not the flashiest guys, but I've seen worse. And a lot more well-acclaimed guys are putting up a lot better numbers. The next one on the list is Tyler Kroft. Remember, we told you last week we want you to go get Crofty. Tyler Kroft is putting up numbers. Last week he was, I think, the number one tight end with 25 points in PPR. That's probably going to continue. Not at that rate, but man, I think that you can look at him as a low-end tight end too, as long as Eifert's out. They target the tight end there a lot, and Kroft is a nice option. The last one on the list is David Njoku. I also believe that they're going to target this guy a lot. It's very unlikely that Kenny Britt plays this weekend. We already know Corey Coleman's out. Other than Duke Johnson, they don't have a lot of options there. So I don't really believe in Higgins to be the guy all the time. I think he'll be an option as well. But go get some David Njoku. He could really help you out down the stretch as well. Again, for struggling tight ends, you know. And if you don't like some of these options, pick up Fleener and Austin Hooper. Use the guys I just talked about, and then you can have the other guys off their bye week coming up pretty soon here. So those are some guys I think you can go grab right now to help you out down the road. We'll see how they do. We'll be on a watch alert with all these guys, but we really like them. We think they can help you. And if not, that's why it's Free For All Friday, because you can go out and drop them just the same, just as quick, and then maybe use your waiver next week. But I look at it like this. If you pick up some of these guys, I look at it as a tryout. Put them in your lineup. You get to watch them a little bit closer because they're right there in your lineup. And if you don't like what they do, you get rid of them. That simple. So check them out, guys. I've picked up a lot of these guys, or tried to, and I've been sorry that I dropped some. Another guy I like a lot is Andre Ellington. He's putting up numbers. I think he's already taken the job from Chris Johnson, so look at him. That's about all I've got for you guys on the Free For All Friday. I'm going to answer a couple user questions here, and then I'm going to get a quick call in from 2Drink to do the 2-minute breakdown, and we'll get out of here. So real short show today. So, first question is from my man, Yezzer. That's what I'm going to call you. I think it's Yes Sir, but Yezzer. What is the reason for Oakland's slow start? I just don't know. I just think they're a little off. I think the offensive line's not as good this year as we thought it was going to be, and everything's just not going. You know, the defense isn't as good as we thought it was going to be. The offense isn't as good. Now Carr's hurt. Honestly, Cooper's been banged up. We're being pretty hard on Cooper, but Cooper's been banged up. He could rebound very quickly, so I'm trying to buy Cooper wherever I can, and I don't want to pay his draft capital, so to speak, but I'm trying to get him and willing to pay out a little bit for him. So, but yeah, Raiders have kind of sucked. I've been disappointed with Marshawn Lynch, Cooper. Crabtree's put up some good weeks, but other than that, I don't know. Yes, sir. Also wants to know the rest of the way, which back do you want to own in Cleveland? For me, it's probably Duke Johnson, but I kind of am still a little bit interested in Crowell. If they can get in the game, they're going to use Crowell in a different way than he's been used. Part of the problem with the Cleveland running backs is the game script just doesn't allow for a workhorse running back. They want the passing downs back, not the short downs back. So they might be able to stay in a game this weekend. They play the Jets. That could be a close, crappy game. So I wouldn't mind starting Crowell this weekend in a flex spot if you need to. But, again, not my favorite guy. I'd rather start somebody like Alex Collins, to be honest with you. So, I like Alex Collins a lot, by the way. I think he got skipped over on the list. But Alex Collins on Free For All Friday, he's a guy to go pick up. He's got that job. They trust him more than their other two backs, even with the fumbling issues that we all keep talking about. So there's a reason they're giving him that job. It's because he's the best guy for it. JL2 wanted to know, with Gronk out, who's a better streamer, Jared Cook or ASJ? And I'm going to say Jared Cook. I really like him. He's getting 20% plus targets in that offense. He might be the only shining, consistent spot in the Raiders offense. Funny, we have a couple Raiders questions this week, but he might be the guy to own. I think that you can get some good points out of him. I think that EJ Manuel will be targeting that tight end a lot, and even somebody like Jalen Richard or somebody. Those guys could get some nice opportunities this weekend with EJ Manuel. So that's all the questions we had, guys. Just a really quick, short episode. So I'm going to see if we can get Two Drink on the line here and do our 2-minute breakdown really quick and get out of here for you guys. And everybody have a good weekend. Good luck. Set your lineups. I don't know, man. Let us know if you have any questions. Hit us up. You know where to find us. On to the 2-minute breakdown.
And now, your 2-minute breakdown.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little bit bored. We still got to get out of here. I got our guy, Two Drink, calling in to do a quick 2-minute breakdown with us still, because we couldn't get away with that. And again, he's been kind of busy, but this is important to us, so we want to get it in for you right quick. So, what is up, my man?
Oh, shit. What's up, dude? I'm here. I made it.
You're here. Did you get some lunch on?
I got a little bit of lunch on. Got some interesting patients coming up here soon, so I can't stay for too long. I hate that that's how this one ends up, but I know you killed it with our free-for-all waiver guys to go grab for free before you got to pay up for them, but I got some interesting questions here, like always.
Yep, and I got your guys in. I got some of my guys in. Threw them in there. I'm not giving you credit for your guys, though. They'll have to guess.
That's fair. Well, we'll just wait until next week when they go off, and I'll just count all those guys as mine.
There you go. What'd you have for lunch?
You don't want to know, man. A couple eggs, some tuna.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You got some protein, though.
A little skinnier, man. Got to hit that protein, get a little workout in, and not that all that extra fat and carbs. I got to save that for the weekend when I can drink all my beer.
Stretching out for the 2-minute drills.
You know what? We'll give and take, so.
Well, man, I'm ready when you are. I think these guys are, too. Hit me with what you got whenever you are ready.
Oh, you got your timer ready?
I don't. I guess I'm not ready. Man.
I'll do it.
See, that's why I had to call you.
And now, your 2-minute breakdown.
Because you had no idea what to do next.
It wasn't for the questions. It was like, what do we do with the timer?
When do I press start? All right. I'm going to do it. I don't trust you anymore.
All right. I got it, too. We'll see how they match up at the end here.
Okay. So, 2-minute breakdown. Swags. One player from any NFL team that you would move onto the Lions to help win the Super Bowl this year. Timer.
Man. That's a good question. Shit. We need a wide receiver. Yeah, pass it. I'm thinking, though.
All right. Snead or Pryor rest of season?
Gross, dude. Snead.
Would you take Fuller over both of those?
Yeah.
All right, first automobile you own.
Oh, man, it was like a Dodge K car. Do you remember those at all? Like, they're kind of boxy. And, yeah.
Sounds like it's for a Keurig.
Kind of like old people cars, or they were.
Makes sense, because you're 1,000. Megatron, Calvin Johnson, should have played how many more years for your Lions?
Five,
wow.
Or, I mean, five in the NFL. Let's say five in the NFL.
Fair enough. Would you drop Larry Fitzgerald for Kelvin Benjamin in half point right now?
No.
Favorite roller coaster ride at either Cedar Point or Michigan's Adventure?
The Maverick at Cedar Point.
How old were you when you first rode it?
Well, it's kind of a newer ride. I was probably like 20, 22.
Okay. Battle of the defeated this week. Winless teams. Chargers versus the Giants. Who wins?
Chargers.
Finally get the W. Poor Giants. Pick one. Is Doug Martin good or is New England defense bad?
One. Doug Martin's good.
Chris Hogan with his fourth straight a game with a touchdown. Cooks or Hogan rest of season?
Ugh, Hogan. These are some good ones.
Columbus Day is this Monday. Was he a master navigator or just one lucky piece of shit son of a bitch?
Masturbator.
That's not what I said, but I'll take it. Will Brady win another Super Bowl?
No.
Nice. Big Saturday in Ann Arbor tomorrow. Michigan State coming to town. Wolverines 10.5-point favorite. Does Big Blue cover the spread?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, Big Blue will take it. I got to go. My son would be so disappointed if I said Michigan State there.
Fair enough. That was my timer, so you almost got that one in, but we do have to come back. One player on any NFL team that you could move on to the Lions right now and win the Super Bowl.
Man, I think I'll take, like, Cooks or somebody like that who's kind of sucking up and being underutilized. Cooper, I guess that's two players. You know, I instantly want to go to my running backs, but I don't think we need a running back. Like, we need some wide receivers, but...
Interesting.
I don't know.
So you need another guy to put out there, you know, opposite Tate and Marvin Jones and Galladay.
Dude, we need a wide receiver. Like, those guys could go to almost any other team, all three of them, and they'd be the second or third option. And
yeah, you got a bunch of twos and threes and no one, is what you're saying?
Yeah. So, do you know what I mean? Kind of. I've never been a big Golden Tate guy. He's got decent hands and everything, but he doesn't even demand much double coverage to stop him.
I gotcha.
I was thinking that Cedar Point question is kind of funny because I said it was a newer ride, and then I think I made myself sound younger on that question than I am, which is kind of nice.
No, I know. Yeah, you said back in your 20s, so that was like 3 decades ago.
I was like, it's a new ride 3 decades ago. Oh, man. I took off a few years, and then you added 20 back on.
Hashtag math is hard. Have you been to Michigan's Adventure? Like, I was literally just, like, Googling that shit. Like, oh, there's a new one here, huh?
Yeah, I have. Michigan Adventure is fun. Their roller coasters aren't as crazy and scary. They've got some good old fast rickety roller coasters, a lot of wooden ones, and you get some stuff, but it's nothing like Cedar Point. Michigan Adventure is more of a water park, or that's the big draw there, is the huge water slides. If you go there, that's usually why you're there. And then the roller coaster is just a bonus, whereas Cedar Point, like, the roller coasters there are pretty epic.
So do you like the standard, like, you know, car over rail, or do you like the inverted ones, like, you know, feet hanging, that kind of stuff?
Man, I'll take either of those. It just depends. Because at that place, I mean, the Maverick, the one I mentioned to you there, that one you're sitting down, but then they've got, like, the Raptor and a couple other ones where you're hanging there, and the Mantis and stuff, and there's some crazy stuff there, dude. Like, I'm guessing you haven't been there?
No, I've never been there. I mean, we have, like, Busch Gardens and stuff, you know, Islands of Adventure down here in Orlando and Tampa that have a lot of roller coasters, you know, both ways. And I've been to Wild Adventures, which is in, like, Valdosta, Georgia, that has a couple roller coasters, nothing crazy. But, yeah, I mean, Busch Gardens, I definitely love some coasters there.
Yeah, I get, like, the cheap carnival rides. Those things will make me sick. I can handle some roller coasters still, though, but...
Yeah, I don't fit on most, like, carnival-type rides. Like, when you go there, like, I just don't fit. Like, I have a difficult time fitting in some roller coasters. Like, I even went to, like, Hershey Park in Pennsylvania when I was younger and went to get on a coaster with my cousin and literally couldn't get all the way down in the seat just because of my knees.
Oh, wow.
And right before, went to, like, walk the belts off, I jumped off real quick and made him go by himself. And that was the first time he was ever on a coaster. So he didn't talk to me for a little bit after that.
Aw.
Poor guy. I was like, I hope you enjoy it. See you later.
I'm out of here. Peace out, Girl Scout.
I know, right? Oh, he said Girl Scout again.
Yeah, sorry.
I only think of cookies now when you say that.
I only think of shark when we make board bets.
There you go. Like it. Nice. All right, buddy. Well, I don't think I have too much more time. You want to tell the people who you are? Let me get out of here. I'll let you kill it.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, I'll get out of here too now. we're leaving them, dude. I'm not going to stick around here without them and talk about you.
That's fair. You probably did enough of that already.
I am Swagzilla on the Fantasy Life app, Swagzilla OG on Twitter, and on Sleeperbot. Kudos to me for getting those right today.
Holy shit. I want to hit my clap button.
Yeah, like, that's what's up. Check us out in 2017 FL Chat. And you are?
I am at 2DrinkMinimal on the Fantasy Life app. Guys, go check out that chat. Swag's killing it in there. He's getting to all your damn questions. I am also FL2DrinkMinimum on Sleeperbot and Twitter. But more importantly for me, I am the guy behind all the crazy tweets at FF_breakdown on Twitter. But tag me and stuff. We'll get the trades going up there or polls or whatever and get you a little bit better census on what everybody else is feeling.
Hell yeah. And the awesome part about that is you guys have no idea how many people are going to 2Drink and having him put some trades up there for him or who's involved in them or whatnot. Yep. But there's usually somebody behind one of those trades.
Yeah, me, you... You know, somebody else from Fantasy Life app or anything like that. It's usually somebody there. So you're not just voting on some random stuff. Somebody has hit me with that and wants to put it up and see what everybody else thinks. And it just kind of depends on the time right now. I'm still trying to play around with it, but I can usually get it, you know, 100 or some more votes on some of this stuff, depending on when we get out there and how long I let it run.
Yep. That's just it.
That being said, real quick, yesterday I put up a poll for who I was going to start, Doug Martin, Amir Abdullah, and Lamar Miller. And the poll came back as Doug Martin. So that is what I did. So that one was me, and that was for my team. I had done that a few weeks back, and I think I might try to start doing that. Let everybody else pick, like, one of my flexes or something for the week. So far, it kind of worked out good for me. I'll take that game from Doug.
Yeah, is that helping your teams out now that you don't have to set them?
It's nice. We'll see. I try to get you do half of my lineup, and then I let the other group do the rest of it. Therefore, if I win, I can say it's all me, and I feel really good. But if I lose, I can just blame all you guys, and it's not really my fault.
Yeah, that's just it.
An awesome strategy by me.
But seriously, guys, if you want one of those up, get at 2Drink, he'll get it up for you. If you don't know how to get at him because you don't see him around as much or something, get at me and I will get with him. We're going to try to help keep you out of those carpet line vans, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't know how to get a hold of me, go on Twitter and follow. Yeah,
he just told you.
_breakdown. Like, that's how you can do it. Don't bother Swags. He's killing it in that chat. Leave him alone. Come find me on there. Follow me. It'll be worth your time, I promise. On that note, I gotta go.
Later, man. Thanks for coming in.
My sound bar.
Yeah, you're here.
All right.
I'll just keep you on and make this awkward for you.
What's that?
We'll just keep you on and make this awkward for you.
Ha ha ha.